This is The Rich Eisen Show. Guess who's back?
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's a big day for us here at The Rich Eisen Show.
Excited.
Yes.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'll tell you what, man.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Still to come, legendary broadcaster Al Michaels with 1980 Team USA goalie Jim Craig. Plus your phone calls, news update, and more. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
All right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Adam Schefter in hour number one from ESPN, my buddy, formerly of NFL Network, now of ESPN. By the way, you know, people are just going to stop. Say, was Adam ever on NFL Network? Like, literally, he's been, he's been on ESPN longer than he was on NFL Network now. I believe he's getting to that point where I call that the Mike Holmgren point. Because at one point, Mike Holmgren wound up being the Seahawks coach longer than he was the Packers coach. And you're kind of like, really?
Adam Vinatieri.
Right. The Adam Vinatieri line.
Longer career with the Colts than
he did
with
the Patriots. I know, right?
Yeah, more important, though, with the Patriots.
Right, I know, right?
A little more important.
Hour number two of our show on the air. And we're back from vacation. And I'll be honest. I'm looking at the Peacock feed right now. I'll be honest. My head looks bigger. I don't know. I mean, does it? You could tell me. I don't think I put anything on. Does Peacock add 10 pounds?
The black is slimming, and you got a black sweater on.
I don't know. So. I don't know.
Is looking because of Blake Shelton.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes, Blake Shelton.
Blake, what's up, man?
Listens
thanks for listening,
to our show
dude.
Every day.
Big
what
fan.
Up, Blake? Hey, Blake. What up, Gwen?
Yeah. Hey, now. Careful.
Well, you just want to say hi to both of them.
Okay, that's true.
Because she probably is listening with him. Imagine that.
He says he listens in his truck.
Yeah, this is bananas.
What he told me during the Arians Family Foundation Zoom that I was hosting on Friday night.
What is happening?
Dude, you say what is happening?
Yeah, what is happening?
And I lived through it. I'm like, this is the craziest thing ever.
What is happening?
Came up with a jingle for the show, calling me a wizen.
Can we
when
hear it one more
to
time?
Football, well, gosh, do you...
I mean, TJ, come on.
Why would I ever say no to that? Because, by the way, every single football segment I think should start with this jingle. That's new to the show. Do you have that all teed up, Don Bowie? You got that teed up for us?
Don's back there.
I know.
Like Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Go for it. Roll.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here we go. When it comes to football, he sure is a wise'un. Rich Eisen.
Hey, who?
It'll get a golf clap from us every single time.
Every time.
My chair's turned. My chair's turned. I want you.
Shout out to the voice.
Oh, yeah. That's a four chair turn here. We have all four of us turn our chairs. There you go. Very good.
Turn.
Mike can't even move.
I can't even move.
You're locked in there, Mike.
No, it's like I can't.
Mike's locked in. All right. So there were some crazy Zoom moments for me over the week. There was that. And then getting Al Michaels and Jim Craig to sit down
That's
together.
Great.
And this was recorded last Thursday. We're going to play it in hour three. Today is the 41st anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. Remember, we've had Al in studio a couple of times, right? Or is it three times?
Yeah, it's been at least three.
This is like a tradition, becoming a tradition unlike any other, where we have him in. One year we hooked him up with Ken Dryden.
Yep.
Oh, this is what it was.
We had a reunion.
We've had him in twice. So one year he stuck around for 2 hours or a full hour, and we had him on with Ken Dryden for one, and then Jim Craig joined for another segment with Al. Then another year we had Al, and we hooked him up with Ruzioni. And I'm just like, okay, now we're new on Peacock. Let's go back to the well here and get Jim Craig and Al together. And that's going to be an hour number three of our show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here. So let's talk some association because sure looks like the Nets are asserting their authority. Would you not say?
They are figuring it out.
Well, I mean... the question was, who's going to have the ball towards the end of a game and who's going to be, how's this offense going to work with Harden now joined in?
Yeah.
And apparently it was as simple as what Kyrie said during the 5-game West Coast sweep that the Nets just finished up. him saying that, I guess he turned to Harden and said, you're the point guard now. Boom. Out comes triple doubles like it's a slot machine.
Means they get assists.
You know,
he's incredible.
He's just dropping. He's dropping damn near 20 dimes a night. And it's all working. Even when Durant's tapped out and he's just, you know, taking off for the night. Five-game West Coast trip. Five wins. Five W's.
Didn't see that coming.
And they're just scoring at will. Last night, taking care of the Clippers, who you could make the argument was the best team that they faced, certainly with the Lakers without Anthony Davis now for a month. That happened while we were gone, too. Warriors, Kings, Suns, who are playing very well. I enjoy watching them play.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Paul has got, I can't say he's got new life because he has new life every single time he goes somewhere new, which is a lot. But they've been playing excellently, but the Nets came in and took care of them. Beat the Lakers, beat the Clippers. Who's going to beat them? Now you're sitting here wondering. Because the Heat don't look anything close to what the Heat were last year. Nope. Right? Bucks still haven't put very much significant like this together. Right?
Something with the Bucks just seems off.
Your seeds are 500. And I now just turn to you. My lonely eyes turn to you, sir. I think what? this is the Sixers' job.
Whew, man.
Whose job is it else otherwise in that conference?
That's
what
it.
Else you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Philly and Milwaukee are kind of the...
I don't know if Milwaukee's got it.
They still have the two-time MVP. So when you
That's one guy. They've got three.
I know, but...
They've got three dynamite players. Like, the only team you could equate this team to playing like this with three dynamite players. Can you even equate him to the Heat? Because is Chris Bosh up there with one of these three guys?
No, not even
so,
close.
You know what I mean? Like, so
three of the top 12 guys in the league
it's
right
like,
now.
Well, at that point, Bosh was a top 15. Like, don't ever forget how great Chris Bosh was.
Right. But he's not.
I understand. But Bosh's role with Miami was different.
But it was also one that he took on willingly.
He was a stand in the corner and shoot threes guy. That's not what Kevin Durant's doing and Kyrie Irving is doing and James Harden's doing.
Well, he turned into that because it was best for business.
It's your job. It's your team's job. It's Doc's job. Oof. It's Embiid's job. It's Simmons' job. It's Tobias Harris's job. It's
we were talking about
Daryl
this
Morey's job.
Before the show, you basically, to beat Brooklyn in a playoff series, you have to hope that two of the three guys have an off night. What are the chances of that happening?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Well,
we
can
know
I,
that
can
James,
I give you can I get
we know that James we know that James say doesn't it. Really do say it do it in the playoffs. It. He doesn't really do it.
A lot of questions there.
He's got a long track record of, you know, kind of choking, for lack of a better word. Kyrie Irving doesn't, though. Neither does Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant won not one, but two finals MVPs with Golden State.
Yeah.
And Kyrie Irving hit the biggest shot in Cleveland history.
I got to say this, man. Normally you're like, what? It's going to take a while. Certainly in COVID-19 land where things are different in terms of practice, in terms of ability to get out when you normally get out. This has come together faster than maybe anybody thought, right? I mean, it's come together. This is it. Barring injury, this is the team to beat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
I think they have to be the favorites for the title right now because
they are.
You don't know
what
Anthony Davis is going to come back and look like.
Correct. Anybody in the West take them out seven games? Could it be the Clippers? Again, the Clips?
Are we sleeping on Utah?
Oh, I think we are.
They've been amazing.
They have been.
But we took them out.
Who's we? I didn't see you out there.
I mean, I was on the end of the
bench. Although I know I'm turning to you and saying it's your job, so you can
go
ahead.
Yeah, so you
got to
make up your mind. Am I part of the team or not?
Oh, Utah, I guess we are. They are the Utah just doesn't lose. They're the best record in the league. They got Gobert in the middle. They got Donovan Mitchell, despite Shaq's comments, playing out of his skull.
Well, what did Shaq say about Mitchell?
He told him he didn't really believe in him.
You're not
that
was
to his face. With a headset on as a guest on Inside the NBA after winning a game.
You know, we talked about that like 3 weeks ago when it happened. I think it was just like Shaq likes to try to motivate guys, and that's his Shaq way of doing it.
But I mean, you know, Ingles, Clarkson, Bogdanovich, they're
I mean, Gobert is like defensive player of the year
again. Seven games.
Yeah, exactly.
7 games. Got to do it over 7 games.
And you got to think Utah's path to the NBA Finals, a little more difficult than Brooklyn's.
I know it's easy to sit here and say that this thing's a wrap in the Eastern Conference, but I do like your Sixers. I do like your Sixers a lot.
I do too.
And, you know, because Doc has figured out what he's done or how he's figured it out, but the conversation of Embiid and Simmons can't play together is over.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, that's over. I mean, that was a loud conversation at the end of the Brett Brown era and throughout his time there. That was loud.
To you, it's
now you don't hear it anymore.
But when you're on Twitter and you go on Sixers Twitter,
oh gosh,
let me tell you, man, the disrespect of Ben Simmons is not just among Sixer fans, but overall in NBA Twitter is incredible. Like, the dude can do everything, but okay, fine, he's not a great jump shooter. But the dude can still get to the rack. He plays, you talk about defensive player of the year, he's definitely in the running for that. Like, so much Ben Simmons can do great, and we only focus on that one thing that he doesn't do well, which is a big thing. But
why are you on Sixers Twitter? What are you doing? You know better than that.
I know.
Are you on at Colangelo Burner? Is that what you're looking at?
Nah, just you know, I got to see what the people are talking about.
Is that a dated reference or is it too soon? Which one is it? It's still too soon.
Too soon.
Oh boy! Wow, how about that?
But with the big fella, I mean, Embiid is putting
out of his mind,
putting forth an MVP type season so far. Can he do it in the postseason? Can he stay healthy? The two biggest questions when you talk about
it. And okay, you know, anything can happen in the NBA, clearly. You know, that's that Steve Levy line from Sport the Nerds. It's the NBA. Anyone can make a run, you know. Yeah. So, you know, things can go south. There can be injuries. And all you got to do for that is just take a look at the Rich Eisen Show Fantasy League team, the Dolan Wormholes.
Whoa.
My fantasy team last week. Okay, forget about the injuries. CJ McCollum. I could sit here and the reason why I bring it up is I'm not doing the fantasy woe thing that people are like, again, I've heard your bad beat story. I've heard your poker stories. I've heard your stories about fantasy,
sure.
You know, cry me a river, all that stuff. But I not only have one, but two guys, and I'd love to know how this works. Two guys who are being benched by their teams while they figure out how to trade them. I've never heard this before. I'm sure it's happened before. You know, I know that you're not allowed to call anything load management before, so now you got to have a back, you got to have a calf, you got to have a hip, you got to have a knee, you got to have one of those things, even though it's load management. We all know it. But Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin are healthy scratches because we need to figure out, we're not going to pay you in the case of Drummond. They got Jared Allen in the trade that involved 19 teams for Harden.
Mm-hmm.
So they got him from the Nets. Clearly, they don't want to pay Drummond when he's about to get pizzed. So sit him. And it's not like the trade deadline's tomorrow. Trade deadline's in a month from now. And they benched him last week. How is this legal?
It's like,
by the way,
when a player has to be moved, he gets crapped on by everyone, but then a team can decide, hey,
I know, how
we don't
want
to pay you, so we're going to sit you.
How is this legal? I'd love for somebody to let me know how, within the collective bargaining rules, this is fine. Remember the NFL with Gruden, Keyshawn Johnson, where they sat him down for like, that's what he called, getting Keyshawn.
Yeah.
And then the NFL put in a rule saying you can't healthy scratch someone for more than a month due to disciplinary reasons or whatever. You got to play somebody when they want to play. How is this? And then Blake Griffin is just like, he wants a new role. I want out. And they're like, fine, sit down. We'll figure it out. Take a seat. And you don't play till like March, April. And then it'll be one of those things. Well, now I got a knee. I got a hammy. I got this. I got that. You got to be load managed because you hadn't played in a month. How is this? Honestly, I know this is born out of fantasy dismay.
Yeah.
But this is, to me,
it's a viable question.
Tell me, I've been around talking sports, thank goodness, for a quarter century now with SportsCenter. I don't remember anything like this. Anybody remember another situation?
Not with two players, no.
Or one. Who's one player? Like, we're going to sit you for 6 weeks while we dangle you out there.
Blake Griffin is making $446,000 per game.
To not play.
To not play.
Oh, my God.
We brought him up pre-show, Chris and I, and I kind of believe
that
whoever Blake Griffin goes could kind of swing.
Sure.
Something.
I mean, and
he could
Drummond?
Be one of those guys, yeah.
Drummond? Sure. You're hearing Drummond to the Raptors.
Oh.
Now, we didn't talk about them in terms of who can
beat
the Nets.
The Tampa Raptors?
The Tampa Raptors. Well, don't forget City of Champions.
City of Champions.
So there's a serious, you know, intangible at play. But you put Drummond in the middle of all those guys, Siakam, Van Vliet.
Van Vliet's out of
He's been out. Sure? Hey, look, everybody was like, okay, Kawhi's gone. Van Vliet can't take up the slack here.
Oh, he took it up.
Oh, my gosh.
He's been
awesome. He's a scorer of the first variety in the NBA.
Yeah.
Lowry, if he can stay healthy. You put Drummond there, you got yourself a little Nick Nurse. Oh, by the way, how about this one, too? What the Timberwolves did to Ryan Saunders, which is fire him after game. Okay, you lose to the Knicks. Okay, we can't have that. I guess that's still the lowest of the low, despite the Knicks having a little higher register year. They fire him after game in New York and replace him with an assistant from the Raptors organization.
Different team.
With a fully baked long-term contract.
Never seen anything like that.
And we're supposed to think like this was out of a, you know, like this is the last straw, you lose to the Knicks. But they're going to hire someone from another organization in the middle of a season with a fully baked contract and just basically.
A little weird.
What's up with that?
It's very weird.
That was only slightly less disrespectful than what Ant Edwards did to Yuta Watanabe on Friday.
Yeah, poor guy.
Gosh. Ooh, I saw how you did him on our Instagram feed. I mean, don't be this guy.
Hi, it's me. You might be wondering how I got here.
Yeah. Van Pelt started SportsCenter that night with, want to see a dead body?
Hey, you know, what Scott does every night at midnight is tremendous. And he starts his show with the best, the highlight everybody's talking about.
Well,
now
it.
we used to start SportsCenter with the game everyone's talking about, or if there's a top story in the league, you know, in sports, we'd hit it. But it's just like, here's that one thing that's been on your device for the last hour and a half, and then we'll talk about it. And that was it that night.
That dunk was phenomenal.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's murder.
Unfortunately, I think he made 2 of 12 other shots that night. That's
Who
his
cares?
Problem.
But no one's ever going to remember
By
that.
The way, and he said that in the postgame.
There you go.
Boy, have you ever listened to this kid's post?
Oh, I love Anthony Edwards.
He's amazing.
He's going to, you know, he's got a personality to match.
He's funny, yeah.
He is funny. I know. 844-204 Rich number. Look at us talking to the association.
Love it. Come on, Rich.
I know.
I'm glad you got into fantasy.
I'm working out of the NFL regular season here. You know what I mean? When we come back, a Twitter string on movie lines that kind of lit up my feed over the week. We'll hit that when we come back. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here in the Rich Eisen Show with our radio audience, talking about how Adam Sandler celebrated the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore last week by setting up what looked like his phone, leaning it up against a like a tee marker wherever he was, or against a tree, and then he goes and tees off like Happy Gilmore. Said he hadn't done it in 25 years, and I don't think Sandler really tweets very much, like ever, right? He's got a gajillion followers, but he never tweets. And then Chris McDonald plays Shooter McGavin, set up in his house, like he putt into a glass.
Yeah.
And both things went totally viral.
Pretty funny.
And now we just showed the video of Chris McDonald coming here when he gave us a Shooter McGavin bobblehead doll. And I just turned to you, Brockman, during the tape rolling, and I said, "Where is that?" And you gave me this look, and I'm like, "Did you lose it? What happened?"
Didn't lose it. This was, I want to say it was right before we came back from Christmas or something.
Yeah, it was recent. It was recently.
And I like came in to just make sure on Sunday to make sure everything was good before we came back on Monday.
Oh, because you're a professional. You went the extra mile. So it's part of this story.
part of that, I just wanted to work that in it.
Okay.
I bumped the desk and it fell and broke.
Is that it right there?
So I have it, but he got disconnected.
And he's decapitated.
And decapitated.
Why'd you Ned Stark some like that?
I mean, exactly.
Man. So there's no glue? There's no repair?
I could take it home and fix it. I just had.
He was just ready to give it up. The glue never even crossed his mind.
Yeah, but yeah, come on. Don't give up.
No, I'll fix it.
I mean, I had a bobblehead they confidence, destroyed I'll be over here.
What'd you say?
I had a bobblehead they destroyed a mine over here.
Who's
don't
they?
Say they.
Who's
don't say they.
Guys.
Who's they? Was not
guys.
Us.
Who's they? Be a team player, Mike. Be a team player.
Crew guys that worked on the floor in the past
Look
world.
Look at you.
I'm throwing it right at him. It was
people
fine. I left.
Under the bus.
I came back.
Who keep and this they place.
They who hit keep, it.
I can't believe it. Look at him throwing people under the bus. Don't throw people under the bus. Don't. We're a happy family.
We didn't name names.
Might
there,
have
Rich.
Been a camera operator. Gym
whoa,
operator.
Whoa.
No, I love him.
No, you don't love him.
Yeah, you just.
Might like that bobblehead. I got employee of the month at the NFL Network. It.
By the way, he's
that
got.
A big...
Do you know he's got a GIF of him doing the Walker with the what's his name again?
Jeff Walker.
Yeah, he tweeted it.
He tweeted it at me.
And Rich goes, "I need that.
I need that GIF." You shaking your head like that? Look at this guy. By the way, you use that GIF appropriately. I sent you somebody put into my line
that
somebody mixing on TikTok this song, you know, two songs. It was amazing. So I retweeted it and added you, and you then denigrated this person's mixing by jiffing out your head shake and what we accuse you of throwing a colleague of yours under the bus.
You mean my friend Jeff?
Right. And you then denied this is what you were doing, and yet you utilized this jiff in the same spirit that we believe you actually did
well,
this.
Well, because if you guys believe the way you want to believe it, I'll re...
this guy. What are you talking about?
You mean, I mean, you can believe what you want to believe,
if
but
we
I'll
believe
re-gif-ize it.
That you meant something the way that you meant it?
Is, no, I mean, if you
by
did
the
that...
Way,
gif-
you know what? I know you're all grown men, but I look at you in a way that I look at my children. I can tell when my kids back off because they know that their brother or sister's on the griddle with me and Suze, right now the two of you, you know he's on the griddle right now. You don't like Chris. You get this look. You don't make eye contact with me. You just hunch your shoulders. You just look at your computer screen like you're diligently working.
I'm working.
I'm like a good protein.
Whatever starts, Brockman takes himself Flip out me. Of the equation completely.
He does shut up very quickly.
Setting up videos.
See, look at you. You're like, yeah, okay, I'm listening. Oh, you're commenting about
but you
a
see,
colleague.
In my
nah,
defense,
he stinks. And this is the way that you gifted out.
In my defense, Rich.
Oh gosh.
That, and I say this in all seriousness.
Here we go, people.
It was that could go two ways.
No, it can only go one way, Mike. It can only
right. And the other, what's the other way?
Or that I was expecting it to be a different person. And I've had people say it. I mean, they kind of.
No, you definitely have this look. That
I love you.
No, no, no. There's this look. There's this look of you having your interest piqued, which everyone across the globe knows. Oh, well, let me listen.
Who's he gonna say?
And then,
that's not the guy.
I don't care about
that
guy. No, and then it's the head back. No, it's the head back. Like,
were you in my head?
No.
But Mike, the other thing you did, you told us right after that you'd never heard of him, and then suddenly you've been friends for 20 years.
You denigrated.
I went with the joke.
No, 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 no.
I got a play. I'm good.
No, no, no,
I'm good.
No, no, no.
You are a good actor.
I'm a great.
You disrespected him a little bit.
TJ helped me with that.
A little bit.
Hey, Brockman, do me a favor. Mention someone I'm friends with, and let's check my reaction.
No, I mean, we've done this before. We've done this before.
Wilma had his baby last week.
How about that, man? I'm a Tio again. That's amazing. Congrats, Wilma. Congrats, Amanda. Yeah, that's my friend. That's how I look. That's not the look Mike had.
No, the look he had was this effing guy. And I grow up with these people.
When it comes to football,
nice,
it sure is a wise.
Use a drop to just change the subject.
Real quick. Rich Eisen.
Blake Shelton, everybody. Hey. Blake Shelton.
What up, Blake?
Thank you, Mikey.
Blake Shelton.
You know, Blake. Shout out to Blake Shelton.
Del Tufo. That's Del Tufo's reaction
Smitch,
to Blake Shelton.
I think, got that. Sean Mitchell got that for us.
Okay, so I'm more than happy to change the subject now.
Yes, sorry, Rick.
So, on Twitter, there's certain memes that, you know, pop up, and I kind of dig them. Certainly when they're pop culture related. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not just a sports talk show here, okay? So I don't know how this wound up on my timeline, but it's a photograph or a full screen of what looks like a bulletin board of some sort with letters on it, and it says random line from a movie that fans of it instantly know. And so I decided each day that I was off, I would just put one line up there and see the reactions to it, see if people knew what it was and what they got. So I had 7 of them, and I figured, you know, now that we're back here, on the show, let's go through all of this one by one and see if you guys can guess it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go. The line from the movie, and go ahead, you know, just chime in when you want, or you can phone a friend by looking across the studio and asking for help.
Now, are these all black and white movies from the 40s?
Here he goes.
Are they pre-70?
Oh my gosh. I was thinking of putting in a line from The Manchurian Candidate, which you still haven't finished. Despite The Manchurian Candidate by director John Frankenheimer and starring Frank Sinatra and Angela Lansbury. One of the greatest movies ever.
Had time.
Easily.
That I pointed out to you when you came up with this dumb construct of black and white movies aren't as good as color movies.
Well, I said it's ridiculous
which you should know
to
better
think
than.
What Citizen Kane is still the greatest movie of all time. That's absurd.
Rosebud.
Insane. But so I was thinking of putting a Manchurian Candidate line.
That would have been funny.
Oh, that would have been great. From the end of the movie, he would have known it.
Didn't. All right. Here are 7 movies. I think you're going to get more than half of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Love it.
The first one, I think, is a layup.
Oh. We just chime
first
in.
One,
we
first one, yes. First okay. one is Candlesticks Make a Nice Gift.
Oh, that's great. Bull Durham.
There you go.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I wouldn't
you
have
would not have gotten that?
I
Robert,
would not.
Robert Wall plays the.
I would not have gotten that one.
Plays the pitching coach, goes to the mound, sees what's going on with Nuke LaLoosh, and Crash Davis says to him,
I might not
you know,
have
we got problems here on the mound. What's the problems?
Yeah, lists all the different problems, and we don't know what to get them for their wedding.
For a wedding. And he just goes through it like sort of with the same cadence that a coach would go through to try and work a hitter and get a pitcher through it. Candlesticks Make a Nice Gift, and then he goes on. I mean, one of Robert Wool's finest moments.
Well done.
Okay. So you're 1-for-1.
Number two.
You ready? Here it goes. Do I look like I'm negotiating? Ooh. Do I look like I'm negotiating? You guys are drawing a blank.
Not Wall Street. Hold on.
It is not.
Do I look like I'm...
Do I look like I'm... Are you counting it down?
No, I don't know where that bell came from.
My gosh.
That was me.
TJ, buzzed in.
Look at you. Oh, you buzzed in.
You buzzed in.
What do you got?
I'm Glenn Gary Glenn Ross?
No, it is not.
Who's the actor? Will that give it away?
No, that'll give it away.
It does give it away. Okay. No clues. I'll say it one more time in the inflection. Okay. Do I look like I'm negotiating? You give up?
I give up.
Okay. Greatest, in my mind, George Clooney movie ever.
Oh.
Michael Clayton.
Ah,
oh.
Yeah, I never would have got that.
I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
This is at the end where he's basically telling the Tilda Swinton character, who, by the way, Tilda Swinton won an Oscar.
Yeah, good movie.
And to me, feel free to at me if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
The best George Clooney movie ever.
I like up
Michael
I like
Clayton.
Up in the air.
Michael Clayton. There are so many ways you can go with this.
I'm going to go with From Dusk Till Dawn on that.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting one.
He was a bad dude in that movie.
Michael Clayton is a remote drop, got to see it to the end, no matter where I pick it up movie. And his soliloquy at the end is amazing.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
I have not.
Rectify that mistake, sir. Rectify that mistake.
Sidney Pollack.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I mean, before he passed away. Rich Eisen show favorite Michael O'Keefe is in it as well. Mm. Oh, okay, here we go. Third one here.
All right.
I think this is an easy one.
Don't yell it out, everybody. We got to
this is simple.
I'm buzzing in.
This is simple. I remember you were pointing my gun at me.
Yeah, come on. The ultimate remote job. The Fugitive.
Yes. When Richard Kimble, played by Harrison Ford, breaks into the one-armed man's house, he knows that they're tracking him. He calls Lieutenant Gerard to basically say, do you remember what I told you when we were together last? And he says, I remember.
Above the dam.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
And he says, I remember you were pointing my gun at me. And he said, you know, I didn't kill my wife. And you said, you know, I don't care.
I don't care.
But I found, you know, I found a big piece of the puzzle. You know, he puts the phone down and he's in the one-armed man's house. And I knew you'd get that. You guys, wow.
I got it. Fugitive.
I like the Fugitive. I definitely don't watch it as much as you guys do. Like Chris
loves. That's a remote drop.
That's a top five remote drop.
Top five.
Right? Okay.
No doubt.
All right. This is, now it gets tougher from here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Actually, you're going to get this one. This is over. This one I thought of you. I don't like the C-note, Rosado.
Oh.
What's that from?
Godfather, part number two.
There it gets right. I don't like the C-note, Rosado. Frank Pantangeli goes to meet the Rosado brothers
in
the bar, and he goes and one of the Rosado brothers hands him $100 bill, you know, in honor of their new partnership. And he's like, I don't like the C-note, Rosado. And then they turn on him and
gunfight in the street right in front.
Oh yeah.
Why doesn't he like the C-note?
He doesn't because it's offensive.
Oh. Disrespectful.
You know, it's disrespectful. You pass him $100
bill.
What are you gonna do?
All right.
But why is that disrespectful?
I don't know.
Old Italian.
Ask Mario Puzo. Yeah. I don't know.
Old Italian.
Well, I didn't know if there was like a backstory that I may have missed in the 8 hours of that movie.
My favorite characters in Godfather 2, I should mention, Frank Pantangeli. You have that drop.
I mean,
on the Rich Eisen. This is at your disposal pretty much every single second.
I mean, this is like,
this is right.
Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
I mean, one of the greatest.
Because I was going to use the line from Godfather 2 of in my home where my children play with their toys.
I would have got that too.
You would have got
the drawing.
That, of course. But and Hyman Roth as well.
Oh, Hyman.
All right. Now it gets tougher.
Uh-oh. Are there any Eddie Murphy movies on this list?
No, sorry. Sorry.
All right. So I'm probably not going to get any of these.
It gets tougher.
Tell the story.
It gets tougher. It gets tougher.
Billy Ray Valentine.
I'd be proud of you, one of you three, for getting this one correct.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment, the Constitution, freedom of the press, and maybe the future of the country.
Oh. Oh, my God. I know this.
I can repeat it.
Please
is that all the President's Men? That's
Bingo.
What I thought.
Bingo.
Because I just watched it, too.
Jason Robards, who plays the editor Ben Bradley of the Washington Post, when Woodward and Bernstein come visit him in his house and they're afraid that they're being watched and they're being monitored, they make him step outside in his pajamas and his robe to basically tell him that they think they've broken the case, but they're also in trouble because they might have screwed it up beforehand. And Ben Bradley tells Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford, nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment, the Constitution, freedom of the press, and maybe the future of the country.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Great movie. Jason Robards won the Oscar for that role as well.
Great movie.
Okay. Well done. Proud of you.
Brockman.
Okay, here we go.
We're back.
Next one.
Is it Goonies? Had to throw that out there. Go ahead.
No, Mike, it's not Goonies. Okay.
It's our time up there.
Here we go.
Shuffle, shuffle.
Would you buy furniture from a store called Unpainted Huffines?
Oh my God. I have no clue.
Would you buy furniture from a store called Unpainted Huff Hines? One of my favorite comedies of all time.
Oh, I think I might know this.
What do you got?
Let me ding in on this.
What do you got? What do you got?
Raising Arizona?
Yes! Oh! Did you? You didn't look it up. You didn't look. Yes!
H.I. McDonough. That's my movie.
Raising Arizona, where Nathan Arizona, yeah, whose son is abducted.
Unpainted Arizona.
Right. He's got a store called Unpainted Arizona, and you see the commercial for it on TV. And the FBI comes and puts him on a polygraph after he's announced that his baby's been abducted. And they say to him, you know, is it true that your given name was, Nathan Huff Hines? And they asked him, why did you change your name? And that's where he gives a line. Would you buy furniture from a store called Unpainted Huff Hines?
That's funny.
Oh, gosh. I could have gone in so many different directions with that movie. The one I was going to put is, son, you got a panty on your head, you know, but I got to be honest with you. I put that out there. And I know Twitter, son, you got a panty on your head. I just thought, I don't need the responses.
Yeah, that was going to go left.
I don't need the responses. All right, last one.
Put the bunny.
Last one for you.
I like this.
It's from my favorite movie of all time.
Well, we know. We got what it is. Yeah, we know what it is.
Oh, did I give it away?
No, we already know. I know what your favorite movie is.
I said, place it on Lucky Dan. That horse is going to run second.
Yeah, the Sting.
I gave it away. Would you have gotten that otherwise?
No.
Because it's either that or what's
Manchurian.
It called? Midnight Run.
Sun is on the Midnight Run.
Literally, if I had to take one film to a desert island, it would be The Sting.
That is a great movie.
Can we do this every day?
We could. You should see my timeline of people just responding over and over and over again.
Now you know why I do those things that I do that you guys made fun of me.
Don, can you put that out one more time? That's the actor Robert Gould. At the end of the film, I kind of don't want to spoil it because it's part of The Sting with Robert Shaw. Oh, my gosh, one of the greatest actors of all time. That's your guy from Jaws. Oh. Robert Shaw.
I mean, amazing.
I said, place it on Lucky Dan. That horse is going to run second. That's The Sting. My favorite movie
and
of all time.
And the theme was like huge on the radio in New York.
Oh, well, I mean,
they would play
the
that
Scott Joplin music. That was Marvin Hamlisch.
They would just play
one
that.
One of the greats of all time.
That was one of the instrumentals of like the 70s. That was
Oh, you
insane.
Just did that with your nose. Yeah, the Robert Redford.
Oh,
Robert Redford.
Such
and
a great.
And
first time I watched
Paul
that,
Newman.
Knew that they were faking. Oh, it was so.
Man.
Great movie.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
No, I mean, it's The Sting.
It's 60 if you haven't seen it now.
The poker scene in The Sting.
Amazing.
Now, I've been told by certain poker experts that it's not like some of the action, and I've watched it back. The action is, I don't think it's.
Oh, I haven't watched it back.
Like, if you ever watch the action, it's kind of, you know, there's like string bets and stuff like that would never go, but hey, I mean.
Home
license.
Game. Yeah, home game. Do whatever you got.
On a train.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, those scenes are amazing. There you go. We could do this every day as far as I'm concerned because there's so many. Like, what movie would you choose one for?
Mike, why don't you pick five for tomorrow and we'll do.
Yeah, why don't you pick five?
Oh, yeah, we'll do one each day. You go tomorrow, Mike.
You want to do right. it?
That's what I just said.
Totally will.
Look at us.
100%.
We're coming up with content. Content on top of content.
Jaws is going to be on there. We know that.
On the fly.
Oh, you need a bigger boat.
If I go into Jaws.
It became too obvious.
Yeah, you can't do. See, that's another thing, too.
Can't do
obvious ones. Like, you know, can't do. We need a bigger boat. Like, I get it.
Yeah, like.
Just do a not as well known line.
Again, it's a random line.
Oh, I got it.
It's a random line from a movie that fans of it will instantly know.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be. So it's got to be that.
You can't just
like,
say.
Jaws to me is we need a bigger boat. Every person.
Right.
If you
we should have been
that,
you can't score. Say, like, this looks like the start of a beautiful friendship. Like, got it. That's. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you don't know what that is, Chris.
What?
It's Casablanca.
Never seen it.
What the hell is the matter with this person? And how is he here on this show?
Not black and white.
Have you never seen Casablanca?
1942.
Who cares,
bro? It's an 80-year-old movie.
Don't bro me over Casablanca. I will not be broed over Casablanca. You have to see it, Chris.
They've made music videos about
I
that.
I don't have to see
multiple.
It.
Yes, you do have
My
to
life
see
is
it.
Not infinitely better if I see Casablanca.
Untrue.
How is this improving my life?
But how is watching You've Got Mail improving your life?
That's a good point, Chris. Yeah,
I don't say there. It does, but you're trying to argue that my life is better with Casablanca knowledge in it.
I mean, when you put it in terms of, like, what's your life I'm not saying it's life-changing.
No.
I mean, I don't know how many movies are life-changing. There could be some that are inspire you to the point where you have a different outlook on life. I mean, that is what is so great about pop culture and art and music.
I'll watch the first half.
Oh, stop it.
Well, if that's the case, watch the last half. Yeah. That's the Chris property. Better, exactly.
You know what, Chris, you should do a pod. As you know, we're starting our own pod label on Westwood One. Spoiler alert. We should do a pod of half-watch movies. First half of movies. That's all the pod is about. First half of movies. I got to tell you, this movie was great. In the first, Stripes is one of the all-time greatest first half movies.
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Well, there's a difference.
Stop. Come on.
You watched that the whole way through. You just didn't like the second half. But he's talking about movies you've only seen.
First half of movies.
For half of it.
Or how about movies I've never seen and I'll only watch the first half?
Yeah, but it's dumb. It's a dumb.
I mean, you just came up with the idea.
Because just to point out, I think it's stupid. But hey, if we do it, you should download it.
In the old days, Brockelman left at the intermission. In the old days, they had intermissions for every movie.
So this went well.
I like it. This is great.
I mean, I saw it going around on Twitter, and I was reading. I saw some of yours and some other people's, and I was like, this is pretty cool. Hey, I didn't know any of them.
If you got a line you want to try and stump us, 844-204-RICH, we'll do that too. Al Michaels and Jim Craig, hour number 3. When we come back, we'll give you another little taste of celebrating the 41st anniversary of the Miracle on Ice coming up.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on our Rich Eisen Show radio network, along with our friends at Peacock. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're going to take some calls in a second, but just a reminder, don't go anywhere. My Zoom conversation with Al Michaels and Jim Craig coming up in hour number 3. It's the 41st anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. I Zoomed with them together last week. It's a dynamite conversation. Here's a little bit of a taste.
I think back to when we did the wrap-up show that night, the Sunday night after the Finland game, and Jim McKay brings me in and Ken Dryden, and he said, do you think this will live on for a while? And I didn't want to say for sure, because otherwise, you know, in case it didn't, that would look like a dope. But if he would have said 41 years later, people are still talking about this and exulting. That was a miracle.
That, how about that? Jim McKay, wrap-up show. Hey, you think this is going to last, this miracle thing? Well, they probably weren't even referring it to as a miracle. I mean, it was...
No, they didn't.
And that's why I do ask Jim Craig in the conversation, as you'll hear in hour 3, I do ask him, at what point did he hear about Al's call? What point did it sink into the team that it was called, Do You Believe in Miracles? Yes, and people are referring to it as a miracle. And that conversation's great. And how he learned the person who, it's a name of somebody who's been in sports TV for a very long time. And who was the one who informed Jim Craig that of the line. It's great. Conversation's great. It's hour 3 coming up. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take some phone calls. Tim in San Diego, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Rich Eisen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tim.
Welcome back to all you guys.
Appreciate it.
Chris Belichick and everybody.
That's very good. I'll take that. Okay, very good.
8 rings.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to call in because you're talking about raising Arizona.
Yes.
And I actually happen to know Tex Cobb. My older brother is a really good friend of his.
Yes.
And he has some incredible stories about that movie. And getting on that movie and dealing with the Coen brothers and everybody. And when he interviewed for that job, he had never ridden a motorcycle in his life.
Get out of here. Is that right?
No, and when they asked him if he ever had, he said yes, he did.
And that's the way he gets on.
He told
the
story a lot better than I did.
The famous fighter, Randall Tex Cobb, who played the devil of the apocalypse in that film.
Right.
And he was on a motorcycle the entire time. You know?
Yes, he was. Well, he had to learn quick.
Appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you. Greatest Nicolas Cage movie is Raising Arizona in the conversation. Yes or no, quick. Yes or no. First blush reaction, yes or no, Chris Brockman. Give it to me.
Never seen it.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've never seen it.
You have to see it.
Unlike Casablanca.
Yes.
Which I'd probably say you could go without seeing.
Yes.
I could see you watching Raising Arizona.
All right, I'm in.
John Goodman, Holly Hunter, Coen Brothers. I think it's the best Coen Brothers movie, period.
Oh.
Ooh, now that's a bold statement.
That's a bold statement.
I think it's great. I think it's, yes. With Fargo 1A.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Hold on.
I gotta look. I got to go now.
Raising Arizona is brilliant.
Yeah, let me go. I have to look.
Raising Arizona is brilliant. Shot, acted, hilarious, brilliant. Absolutely top five, Nick. And I don't want to hear what The Rock or all that sort of... I don't want to hear it.
Con Air.
I don't want to hear Con Air. I don't want to hear it.
Big Lebowski.
I will allow National Treasure. I will allow that.
I'm in it.
From Nicolas Cage. But Leaving Las Vegas. Come on now. Moonstruck.
Oh, I was talking about Coen Brothers.
Come on now.
I mean, Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers.
Gosh.
I know that. That's a deep bench. It's a deep bench.
Yeah.
It's a deep bench. Fargo, Lebowski.
I know. Oh, brother,
No
we're
Country
out
for Old Men.
I know. It's a deep bench. It's
Hello,
a deep
friendo.
Bench. It's a deep bench. Oh, you could go. We could just do Coen Brother movie lines, period.
Oh, yeah. You could stay right there.
I know. But do we really want to hand this off to day two to Mike Del Tufo? Are you fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Come on. Yeah.
We need a laugh tomorrow.
Your top five movie lines. We got to guess them.
What day you want, Chris? Wednesday or Thursday?
I'll take Wednesday.
Okay. Right. And you go Thursday.
I love
it. How about this? Susie will take Friday.
Hey.
I bet clean up like Aunt Edwards.
There you go. She'll
you
take
guys,
Friday.
What do you think? I don't watch movies. I mean,
No.
That's a little disrespect.
Like which movies you're going to pick, though? That's
no, I'm going to get you guys.
That's
you
the
problem. Yeah, okay. And you can't use like cat videos of Doug the Pug and Doug the Dog. Yeah, we can't, you know, I'll give you this look. Like, what is it? This effing guy. Literally, I grew up with people like that. That is the international symbol of this effing guy.
Hold on, I got to start writing. I'm going to write mine down.
It is.
Rich, that's definitely the look that you give when someone's speaking about someone you know and love, right? That's the look that you give when, you know, when we bring up Susie, that's the look that you give.
But here's the thing. No, here's the thing, though. TJ, you know I'm an opinionated man.
Yes.
And you hear sometimes when we're not on the air.
I hear some stuff.
You hear unfiltered, unvarnished stuff. And the number of times you're like, you should say that on the air. And then I will never say that on the air.
I wish you would.
But there are people in the business whose work I don't respect as much as others. I would never give that look on television.
No. But you give it off air, though, for sure.
I will definitely do that. Hey, Stuart Scott and I said we wanted to do a pay-per-view Sports Center. Mm-hmm. Where we gave our opinions for real.
Oh, man.
On what people did.
Eyes in After Dark, where we can cuss.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
let's
yeah.
go.
I'll tell you guys what I really feel
I'll
about
say Phil Flor and Filth.
I'm kidding.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? So I'll give you that opinion. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Jim Craig and Al Michaels, Chris Brockman's news update in hour number 3. Do not miss it.